It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Transgender Pennsylvanians face challenges when it comes to healthcare access, legal assistance, and workplace discrimination. Coming up, a conversation about that with several leaders in the Commonwealth who are trying to address these issues through legislative action. But first, the Summer Olympics open in Brazil in less than 2 months, which normally creates a sense of anticipation. But this year, there is a sense of dread among many, including 100 world-renowned physicists, bioethicists, and scientists who have signed on to an open letter urging the World Health Organization to pressure Olympic officials to move the Summer Olympics from Rio de Janeiro because of concerns over the Zika virus. Zika infections during pregnancy can cause serious fetal brain abnormalities, including microcephaly, which is characterized by abnormally small heads and severe developmental problems. The virus has also been linked to neurological disorders in adults. It is primarily spread through mosquitoes. Rio is one of the hardest hit areas of the epidemic, and I'm joined now by phone by Ronald Krall of the Center for Bioethics and Health Law at the University of Pittsburgh. He is with us by phone from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. He is one of those folks, one of the 100 world-renowned scientists who have signed on to this open letter urging that the Olympics be removed from Brazil. Ronald Krall, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak, Paul.
And you can join the conversation with a comment or question at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is esspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at esspgh. Again, the number 412-246-2002. Do you think that the Olympics should be moved from Brazil because of concerns over the Zika virus? And if you were an Olympic athlete, would you want to go to Brazil and compete? Or would you just as soon wait another 4 years? Again, the number 412-246-2002. Ronald Krall, explain the reasoning behind this letter to Olympic officials.
Paul, I think my concern and many of the concern of many of us who signed on to the letter is that there be a thoughtful, thorough analysis of the potential risks associated with holding the Olympic Games in the middle of the Zika pandemic, that this analysis be an independent analysis, that it be transparent and visible, that its conclusions be well debated in the public domain, so that the world, the public, the scientific community, the people who would compete, the people who would go as spectators, would understand the reasoning for deciding to hold the games in Brazil during this pandemic, or if this group were to reach a contrary opinion, that is to move the games or to postpone the games, the rationale for that kind of a decision.
How bad is the Zika situation in Brazil, and particularly in Rio?
Well, how bad is it? That's a tough question to answer. It is clear that the Zika pandemic is spreading throughout South America, all the way up to Mexico, that the infection rates are pretty high, that mosquitoes, even though this will be winter in Rio, will be prevalent, especially during the day, that preventing being bitten is both a matter of tremendous good practice and luck. With the number of people who would be expected to attend the Olympic Games, there's no question that some of those people will be infected and will carry that virus.
So is that of greater concern than perhaps than with the athletes themselves? Because it sounds as though there would be upwards of 500,000 people, foreign tourists from all over the world, who are expected to attend. Do the games represent, in your view, an unnecessary risk to them because they could potentially get infected and return home to places where the virus can become endemic?
I think that is the greater risk, Paul. I think that there's an awful lot going on to protect the athletes who are participating, at least the athletes from our country. I don't know all the details of that, but I do know that the athletes are being given every opportunity to try to prevent becoming bitten and infected. But, you know, 500,000 people is a lot of people. They will be staying in many locations around Brazil. It's impossible to prevent there is some of them from being infected. We don't know how many would be infected. And the consequences are potentially real.
Now, U.S. health officials would disagree with the alarm that that you and others are sounding about this. In an interview last week, Tom Friedan, who is the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the United States, said, quote, "We don't see, from a public health standpoint, any reason to cancel the Olympics. The Olympics account for less than 0.25% of all travel to Zika-affected areas," end quote. So he's saying you're overreacting here. What is your feeling on this?
So I understand his opinion and respect it. He's one of the most highly regarded scientists in this field and in the field of infectious diseases and especially vector-borne diseases, and so I respect his view. I think the question becomes not whether this amount of travel to this infected area represents a very tiny increase in the risk to global health, but whether it's an essential increase to the risk to global health. The games are not essential. And I think it requires, therefore, us to ask the question, even if the additional risk is very small, is it a risk that we should be taking? And that's what I would hope a group of experts would convene and independently and as objectively as possible assess and advise us on.
It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and my guest is Ronald Krall of the Center for Bioethics and Health Law at the University of Pittsburgh. He's with us by phone from Steamboat Springs. We have a few minutes remaining with him. You can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002 in the next 10 minutes or so that we have left with Ronald Krall. And in particular, we're looking for people to chime in on, and certainly if you have any scientific questions about Zika, feel free to call in and ask those. But we are looking for your opinions about whether you think that the Olympics should be postponed. Is it worth the risk, even a small one, of someone coming home with the Zika virus, or worse yet, having that virus and spreading it in the United States or wherever country they happen to be coming from, or whatever country they happen to be visiting from as a tourist? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Again, 412-246-2002, the number to call. And I have to say that if I were an athlete, this would be a very difficult decision. I would be concerned for my health and the health of others around me, but I would also be thinking about how this might be, particularly if I had just qualified for the Olympic team, my only chance to go to the Olympics. And where would passing up this opportunity leave me and my hopes and aspirations? Ronald Krall, have you had a chance to speak with any athletes at all about this?
I have not. I have read some articles about how athletes are thinking about this problem. I am tremendously sympathetic to that dilemma. Having competed on the world stage when I was a youngster, I know what you put in to the preparation for something like the Olympic Games. It is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and it's also, particularly in today's age of preparing for competition like this, timed critically for the time of the actual competition. So to think about it either being moved or delayed or postponed, for an athlete, it's a very difficult decision. And my sympathy to them in trying to make that decision.
It sounds as though there is almost no chance that this summer's Olympics will be moved or postponed. In that event, what precautions might you suggest that athletes take? Is there something that they can do to be proactive to try and prevent this?
There are many things that are being advised to both athletes and spectators. But almost all of it has to do with trying to prevent being bitten by mosquitoes. So wearing clothing that's long-sleeved, potentially, using mosquito repellent, staying indoors in air-conditioned closed spaces where mosquitoes don't penetrate as much as possible. Of course, how do you do that when you're outside competing or watching outdoor events is challenging. Making sure when you go to sleep at night that you're in a mosquito-safe environment. All those things are things that you could do to prevent being bitten by a mosquito. And then I think there are things that are also being strongly advised in the event of actually being bitten and having the relatively mild illness that's associated with Zika, that have to do with preventing sexual transmission of the virus in the event of being infected.
We have a caller at 412-246-2002. Rob from Squirrel Hill, you're on with Ronald Krall of the Center for Bioethics and Health Law at the University of Pittsburgh. Hi, Rob.
Hi. I have a question for Ronald now. Just take the answer off here. Earlier, you mentioned that you need to look at whether the activity itself is essential, even though the risk is small, that if it's not essential, it might not be worth taking any risk. And I'm just wondering how you define it essential, and I can take the answer off air. Thank you.
Okay, Rob. Go ahead, Ronald.
Thank you for the question, Rob, because I think it goes to the heart of the dilemma that we face actually as a world in sponsoring and holding the Olympic Games in a setting like this. And this is one of the kind of crucial ethical questions is what do we as a world community define as important enough to justify a small but potentially meaningful risk. And one can imagine certain kinds of essential activities that would require travel to that area, such as another kind of public health or disaster that requires people to travel in order to try to save lives, or the conduct of crucial business. The question I think that we all have to grapple with is the Olympic Games in that category of something that justifies this potential risk?
A follower on Twitter says, I suppose a morbid silver lining would be increased international attention to the disease once the Olympics turn it into a pandemic. And that was an anonymous person on Twitter who passed that along to us. And certainly that's I guess that is kind of a morbid way of looking at it. Ron, the authors of this letter, there are four of them, the letter that you have signed on to, say Rio's public health system is so severely weakened as to make a last-minute push against the mosquito that transmits Zika impossible. What do you know about this?
This is not an area where I know a lot. I don't feel that I am at all well-placed to comment on Rio's preparation for the Games and its investment in attempts to control the mosquito. What I think we do know, based on what's been reported at WHO meetings and in the scientific literature, is that the efforts taken to control mosquitoes in the last year have not reduced dengue infection in this winter season in Brazil. And dengue is carried by the same mosquito that communicates or transmits Zika. And so the concern is that the efforts taken so far have not been successful in substantially reducing the mosquito population and therefore reducing the potential for infection in the Brazilian population. That doesn't mean that couldn't change, but I know that in talking to some of my colleagues, their view is that the likelihood it's going to change very much between now and the start of the Games is small.
412-246-2002. Let's go to Dave, who, as I understand it, is an audio mixer for NBC. So, Dave, welcome to the show. You're on.
Good afternoon.
I'm assuming you're going to Brazil to work for NBC this summer.
That's true. I am, and I'm an audio mixer, and I'll be working on the beach for about 5 weeks. And briefly, what I can tell you is that NBC has gone to great lengths. And, you know, I'm not trying to be a mouthpiece for them, just kind of contributing what I know. They've been pretty forthright about risks and, you know, what people can do to protect themselves. And there are entomologists down there, and they're planning massive spraying and this kind of thing. It seems to me that the juggernaut of infrastructure that's been put in and network assets, it's really a lot of infrastructure that's been put in. I don't see the boat being able to turn at this point.
What concerns do you have for your own health? Obviously this is a plum assignment for you, and I'm going to assume that if you're working for NBC that maybe you're here in Pittsburgh working on tonight's Stanley Cup game between the Penguins. And
I am actually mixing the international feed of game five today, and game four, I'm sorry. And
no, it's game five. Game five, Dave.
We hope for a win.
It is game five.
Right.
And we are also hoping for a win, but to the point of our discussion Ronald Kroll is chiming in as well saying, go Pens. But to the point of our discussion at hand, are you, is there a risk that you're weighing or have you been weighing about whether, obviously this is an important job for you to do, but there are your own personal health concerns?
It is, and I happen to be a happy father of four. If I was of child rearing age, I'm a little older than that now. It would definitely be more of a concern than it is. NBC has been pretty good about, you know, if people are concerned, they will try and be replaced. Obviously, personnel wise, it's an issue for them. If people start dropping off in droves, a month from now, it'll be very hard for them to handle. There's a limited pool of broadcast professionals that are able to pull this kind of thing off. But I'll hang up and listen to the rest of the discussion. But, you know, from my perspective, it's been a lot of consideration and discussion with my wife, and I'm gonna bring the DEET with me.
Okay. Well, that's one precaution to take. Thank you, Dave. Good luck in Brazil and tonight on your work with the Penguins telecast. And before we wrap this up, Ronald Kroll, what advice would you have for Dave or, you know, someone who's not an athlete who is going to be working down there or maybe just going as a tourist and a fan?
Well, I would first, I guess, I'd commend NBC for making sure that its employees understand the risks, have the option to decide whether to go, and understand the precautions. And I think I would hope that NBC would carry that all the way through the Games to make sure that their employees and all of the employees that support the Olympics follow the precautions. The CDC has a very active channel, if you will, on its website about advice regarding Zika and travel to Brazil and to other affected areas. And I'd strongly recommend that people watch that site very closely. That site has both the latest information about the risks, and it has the most up-to-date recommendations for minimizing that risk if one travels to affected areas.
My guest has been Ronald Krall of the Center for Bioethics and Health Law at the University of Pittsburgh. He is one of 100 world-renowned physicists, bioethicists, and scientists who have signed on to an open letter urging the World Health Organization to pressure Olympic officials to move the Summer Olympics from Rio because of concerns over the Zika virus. Ronald Krall, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Coming up, we'll hear from leaders addressing issues faced by transgender Pennsylvanians. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.